I think Skyblock at its core is the ultimate challenge in resource management. You spawn on a tiny island in an empty universe. All you have is a tree, some supplies, and some dirt to stand on. You have to treasure every dirt block because if one falls into the void, there's no way to replace it. And as you carefully navigate your absurd circumstance, you gain a new appreciation for the few things you have as you meticulously use them to their fullest effect. With nothing but some ice, lava, and saplings, you slowly transform this empty expanse into a world of your very own. Skyblock teaches us that no matter how ridiculous the odds may seem, within us resides the power to overcome these challenges and achieve something beautiful. That one day, we'll look back at where we started and be amazed by how far we've come. So Hypixel recently released their own unique take on the Skyblock genre. So basically, you spawn on your own island, you cut down a tree, you bridge over to the other island, and then you log into Windcraft. In a nutshell, Hypixel Skyblock is exactly like regular Skyblock, the only minor difference being that instead of carefully using your minimal items, you immediately get access to a separate multiplayer world with an infinite amount of every conceivable resource, and then you spend all your time in that world instead of the sky. But besides that, classic Skyblock.
Oh, cool. It transferred my stats from real life.
Hey! Stop taking my wheat! Oh my god, no. No, the Nons, they've taken all the wheat! We're gonna have a famine! Wait, why are we all fighting over food? There's no hunger in this game. Food literally does not matter. What are we doing with our lives? A little pro tip here on how to be an expert at Skyblock. If you put your coins in the bank, you can get 2% interest on your coins at the end of every Minecraft season, which is a very useful unit of measurement because I know exactly how long a Minecraft season is in real life. Oh good, there's some more info here. A Minecraft season is 93 Minecraft days. Thank you, Hypixel. Very cool. We got my boy Jacob here. He mines cobblestone for me all day. I don't pay him, and he also has no rights. Oh, but Technoblade, doesn't that kind of sound like shh, I need cobblestone. Okay, look, ain't nobody care about farming, fishing, or cutting down trees. Let's go get some diamonds. Bum ba-dum bum 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 ba-dum bum. Wait a minute. This is just a prison server. The blacksmith said he'd do me a favor and reforge one of my items for only 10 coal, and he put -5 intelligence on it. Thank you, Hypixel. Very cool. It's all right. As someone that went to college, I know that you can't lose what you never had, but you can go into debt. After an arduous 5 minutes of mining, I finally made it here. The deep caverns, the final challenge in mining. There's 6 floors in the deep caverns, each floor containing more valuable ores than the last, but each floor is in turn guarded by even more powerful monsters. But I mean, that's just some like blue zombie. I've got like full iron armor, so I don't see how I could possibly. They can shoot laser beams out of their face!